In Disney's animated movie Mulan, to combat the Hun invasion, the Emperor of China sends military conscription notices to every family with an eligible young man saying, a single grain of rice can tip the scale. One man may make the difference between victory and defeat. Now, a single grain of rice seems like a pretty small amount. One grain of dry rice weighs 1/64 of 1 gram. One cup of dry rice weighs about 180 grams. Quick math says there are approximately 11,520 grains of rice in one cup. Hard to imagine how a single grain could make a difference. And yet we have proverbs from all around the world embracing this same concept. The straw that broke the camel's back, for instance. The single snowflake that caused the branch to break from the tree. And here in today's gospel reading, Jesus says it too. Jesus says, you are that snowflake, that straw, that single grain of rice. You are the one who can make a difference. You didn't hear it that way? Let me explain. Preacher and scholar Brian K. Blount, in his book, Go Preach, likens Jesus' ministry of healing and restoration to creating little bubbles of God's future kingdom in the present-day reality of first century Palestine. But it is not just Jesus who shares God's love and forgiveness, who heals and restores, who creates kingdom bubbles as his followers. We are commissioned by him to do the same. And Jesus tells us we're ready to begin the work. We are already blessed. We are already salt. We are already light. We just need to let the seasoning pour and the light shine. I imagine those words came as quite a surprise to Jesus' audience. His chosen disciples so far were 4 Galilean fishermen, pretty ordinary guys. In this region around Galilee, Jesus had begun to preach like his relative John, repent, for the kingdom of God has come near. The meaning of that word, repent, as our Monday night Bible study discussed just a couple of weeks ago, is to turn around, to align yourself with God's direction. Jesus and John both point to Jesus as the embodiment of the kingdom of God. Both are calling others to come to Jesus, to walk in his pathway. Come, be salt and light for the world. Before this Sermon on the Mount, Jesus has begun teaching in the synagogues and healing the sick. His reputation spread throughout the regions, so crowds from Galilee, Jerusalem, Judea, even beyond the Jordan River were coming to him for healing and teaching. Eventually, Matthew will tell us that Jesus captures the attention of temple leadership and politicians. But for right now, his followers, the ones turning their steps toward his, are average folks, hard-working men and women who struggle to pay their taxes and put food on their tables, who worry about taking care of their aging parents and their children when they get sick, people who feel overlooked and forgotten, just like they're tiny cogs in the great wheel of civilization, as if they were so many little grains of rice. And Jesus says to them, as he says to us, you matter. You matter to God. You matter to God's kingdom. Just by being who you were created to be, you can make a difference in the world. You can make little bubbles of God's future kingdom right where you are, by being salt, by being light. Now, I think of salt as having a very specific impact. If I put salt on the potatoes on my plate, that doesn't mean I've salted my whole meal. I've salted my potatoes. When I think about being salt, at least in that sense, I think about the ways I can salt my personal interactions with individuals by being kind, being loving, being gracious. I think about the ways I can impact one person at a time. I think about the ways Jesus impacted one person at a time when he healed when he forgave, when he restored. So, for example, for me, if I share the bread and cup of communion with someone who's homebound, I connect with that individual. If I give to the food pantry, my gift reaches one family at one given point in time. When I think about light, though, I think about its communal impact. Turning on the light enlightens the whole room. Being light for the world, to me, means those things that have a broader impact. Encouraging lawmakers to raise the minimum wage, because that impacts every family who lives in poverty. Supporting the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, which our Congress is considering, that would mean police department reforms that could prevent future deaths like that of Tyree Nichols. There is salt to be shared, there is light to be shed at every level in our society. The prophet Isaiah articulated it in his time: loose the chains of injustice, untie the cords of the yoke, and set the oppressed free. Share your food with the hungry and provide the poor wanderer with shelter. Clothe those in need. You are salt. You are light. Share it and show it. I asked in the email this week for you to help me write the sermon by talking about the ways that we, God's people, in this community are sharing salt and shedding light. I've compiled what I'm sure is an incomplete list. I'm sure you're going to think of 10 more things that you could have told me in that email, but I'm going to lift some of them up for us right now. We do, in fact, receive ongoing gifts for the Cooperstown Food Pantry. That white basket out there gets filled every couple 3 weeks, and I have to call somebody and say, would you move the food down to the pantry from the church? But there are also a number of people in this church who over the past few years have volunteered their time at the food pantry, organizing shelves and assembling bags of food and even delivering food to people in need. Our Christmas giving in 2021 and 2022 was to the birthing center at Bassett Hospital. That meant a box full, a big box filled with diapers and wipes and lotions and onesies to be shared with new families in our community. For several years now, Connie has steered our greeting card ministry, sending birthday wishes and get well wishes and hopeful prayers, along with holiday greetings to many in our community. And Connie and Chris have led our Sunday school for quite a few years, passing on the faith to the children and the grandchildren of our church family. Dan Jock volunteers with and serves on the board of Habitat for Humanity. Meg Kiernan's been organizing the SPCA thrift shop. Margot works for an agency that feeds children in our nation and believes that there will come a day that they're going to live to see it happen when there is no kid hungry in our country. At our January community dinner, Julie Huntsman and I introduced the idea of gathering supplies to assemble personal health kits for our conference mission hub. Those kits are then distributed to individuals after crises like floods and earthquakes. Patty Gracie remembered to me the flooding that impacted her community of Fort Plain in 2006 and again in 2013. Her home was unaffected, but she went to work helping friends and neighbors clean out mud and debris, but also providing a listening ear and a broad shoulder. West Campo observed assisting a stranger without being asked, a kind word, keeping in touch with friends and family who are dealing with hardships, things we might do every day that make a difference to others. And Bill Schaefer reminded me that his work teaching transcendental meditation helps others find a centering calm that enables them to live into a greater potential. And on Tuesday, February 14th, I will be one of dozens of people from across New York State heading to Albany to talk with legislators about the Access to Representation Act, legislation that would increase access to legal services funding for immigrants in New York State. In these ways, and in so many more, we, the church in Fly Creek, are being salt and light, the grains of rice that tip the scales toward God's kingdom on earth. We do it not because we think there's some eternal scorecard and we need to bank some points. We don't earn salvation, heaven, eternity. That's freely given to us by God because we are beloved children of God. We are salt and light. We are created to be salt and light, to share love with others in ways that honor our Creator and honor every other person who is also created in the image of God. We are created to make kingdom bubbles here and now. So be the salt. Be the light. Be the grain of rice that tips the scales for someone else. Amen.